Imagine a world where you leave work on time, feeling energized rather than drained, where your team solves problems independently and you focus on work that truly matters. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when you break free from the exhausting cycle of giving advice and instead master the art of asking powerful questions. The Coaching Habit introduces 7 deceptively simple questions that will revolutionize how you lead. These questions aren't just conversation starters, they're the key to working less hard while having more impact. We've all been trained to be advice-giving machines. When someone brings us a problem, we immediately start formulating solutions, often before they've even finished explaining the situation. This advice monster creates 3 vicious cycles: overdependence, team members constantly seeking your input; overwhelm, you working longer hours to keep up with everyone's problems; and disconnection, losing focus on strategic work that should be your priority. The irony? Research shows coaching is the most effective leadership style, yet remains the least used. Why? Because giving less advice and asking more questions feels counterintuitive when you've spent years being rewarded for having answers. Your value as a leader isn't measured by how many problems you solve. It's measured by how many problems you help others solve themselves. What's on your mind? This kickstart question immediately focuses conversation on what matters while giving the other person control. It breaks predictable patterns like the small talk tango or the default diagnosis where you assume you know the situation. Responses typically focus on one of the 3 P's: projects, work content; people, relationship challenges; or patterns, behavioral issues. This helps determine if you're coaching for performance, solving a specific problem, or development, helping someone grow. And what else is perhaps the most powerful coaching tool available? The first answer someone gives is rarely their only or best one. This question generates more options for better decisions, tames your advice monster by maintaining curiosity, and buys you time when uncertain about the conversation's direction. Research shows decisions with only binary choices fail over 50% of the time, while adding just 1 more option reduces failure to around 30%. Ask "and what else" 3 to 5 times until someone finally says there is nothing else, indicating you've successfully exhausted this line of inquiry. Organizations often rush to solve problems without ensuring they're addressing the right ones. The focus question, "What's the real challenge here for you?" slows down this impulse. Each word serves a purpose. Challenge identifies a specific issue, real acknowledges multiple challenges exist, and for you personalizes it. This question cuts through what Bungay Stainier calls foggy fires, patterns that keep challenges vague. The proliferation of challenges, listing multiple problems, coaching the ghost, discussing absent third parties, and abstractions and generalizations, remaining theoretical. Adding "for you" shifts conversations from performance-oriented to development-oriented. When someone complains about a difficult client, this question might reveal the actual issue is their discomfort with setting boundaries. The foundation question, "What do you want?" often leaves people speechless because we rarely know what we want, struggle to ask for it, or communicate it clearly. As Shaw noted, the single biggest problem with communication is the illusion that it has taken place. This question establishes adult-to-adult workplace relationships. Neuroscience explains its effectiveness through 4 primary drivers: tribe, are you with me? Expectation, is the future clear? Rank, how is power being played? And autonomy, do I have a choice? By asking this question, you increase psychological safety by clarifying expectations, acknowledging autonomy, and creating a more equal power dynamic. Despite good intentions, managers often get trapped in helpfulness by taking over tasks. This creates the drama triangle, cycling through roles of victim, my life is so hard, persecutor, it's your fault, and rescuer, let me fix it. Most managers default to rescuer, disempowering others while burning themselves out. The lazy question, how can I help, breaks this pattern by requiring colleagues to make specific requests rather than leaving you guessing, and preventing you from imposing unsuitable solutions. A more direct alternative is, "What do you want from me?" If the first version is James Bond in a tuxedo, this is Bond escaping the villain's lair, direct and effective. Your tone matters with this blunter approach. Soften it with phrases like "out of curiosity" to make it feel like inquiry rather than interrogation. The main anxiety about asking either question is receiving unreasonable requests. Remember, you always have options. Say yes, say no, offer a counterproposal, or buy time. Your anxiety stems from feeling obligated to say yes when that's not always necessary. We've normalized being overcommitted, often humble bragging about being busy but a good busy. Yet, as Tim Ferriss noted, being busy is a form of laziness, lazy thinking, and indiscriminate action. The strategic question, if you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to, forces clarity about trade-offs. When we say yes without identifying what we'll stop doing, we're pretending we can add more to our finite capacity. This question uncovers two types of no: the no of omission, what's automatically eliminated, and the no of commission, what you must actively stop doing. Making these trade-offs explicit ensures commitments are realistic. When you can't directly say no, say yes more slowly. Stay curious before committing. Ask questions like, "Why are you asking me?" or "What do you want me to take off my plate?" Research shows only 10% of managers focus on what truly matters. These people know how to say yes more slowly. The final essential question, "What was most useful for you?" drives double-loop learning, as Chris Argyris called it. The first loop fixes a problem. The second creates a learning moment. By asking people to reflect on what was valuable, you interrupt the natural forgetting process that begins immediately after learning. This question transforms conversations into growth opportunities, helping identify what worked well and what to repeat. Making reflection a consistent part of your conversations accelerates learning and improvement for everyone involved. Understanding these questions is just the start. To transform them into daily practice, build new habits. Research shows at least 45% of our waking behavior is habitual. We're not consciously controlling our actions. To change these patterns, make a vow connected to serving others. Identify triggers for old behaviors. Keep new habits specific, practice deeply, and plan for recovery when you stumble. The journey to becoming a coach-like manager isn't about perfection, but progress. Each time you replace advice-giving with a powerful question, you break the cycle of overdependence while creating space for team growth. These 7 questions aren't just conversation tools. They're the foundation for a more sustainable leadership approach. The next time someone brings you a problem, take a breath, tame your advice monster, and ask a question instead.